Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life. We won't live in the past. We're making it last.
What is the foundation of any mental or emotional transformation? That's what we're going to be unpacking in this episode of Making It Last. Welcome. It's where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. I'm Noreen Daly, and to unpack that with me is Derek Newborn. He's a life coach. He's also a health and wellness coach. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Super excited to be here.
Mental or emotional transformation. Before we even get into what is the foundation, what would you then classify as a mental or emotional transformation?
A mental
or just kind of defining it or just setting the parameters for the conversation.
I mean, a transformation is really stepping into either the person you were put on this earth to be, or stepping out of the person you were put on this earth to be. It's one or the other. There's either good or bad transformations. I've been on both.
Okay. All right. So what then is the foundation of any sort of transformation?
So it's they're kind of like polar opposites. So positive, negative transformation. So the foundation of a positive transformation is extreme ownership. So in order to have a positive transformation, you have to take ownership of who you were.
Okay.
If you're unaware or not taking responsibility for your past life, your past behavior, your past thoughts, your past actions, you can't fully transform into a new person. So you have to have the foundation of this was my life previously, and this is no longer going to be my life.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. It makes sense, but I'm stopping and I'm thinking about it, because sometimes how your life is, or how your life to some extent plays out. Some things you have no control over that, though.
100%. But we have ownership over our. We're not responsible for what happens to us, but we're responsible for how we respond to them.
Okay, fair enough. All right, fair enough.
I mean by ownership, right? So, and then, granted, when it comes to the negative side of a transformation, to negatively transform is essentially you put blame on everything else. That's how you allow yourself to go into that way, right? Because at the end of the day, like, for example, if somebody has an alcoholic parent, alcoholic father, they either grow up and become an alcoholic, or they grow up and never touch alcohol their whole life. Right? One uses the excuse that his father was an alcoholic. The other one uses it as ownership. So the foundation is just taking ownership of who you are.
Boy, that is easier said than done, though.
Oh yeah, definitely easier said than done. 100%.
That is easier said than done, because if in doing that, one definitely then must have a strong sense of self, you know, self awareness. And I've found, because in my other life, I'm an educator, and I've found that for people to get to that point, it either takes age, different experience, an experience, or a bit of both. And I also think sometimes you also have to be open to that as well, because more often than not, things happen, and you would hope that that would then give people an insight.
Yes.
But then sometimes things happen and it makes no difference.
Yeah. I mean, when clients come to me, they're wanting to transform. And literally the first question we start with is, who are you? Right. So if I ask you, who are you? What usually happens is people start saying, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a great parent, I'm a great sister, I'm a hard worker. And all those are just attachments to you. That's not who you are, right? You weren't put on this earth as a hard worker or as a mother, right? Those are attachments. So the question is, who are you if you woke up tomorrow and God forbid you had no family, no job, no kids, no money? Who's that person, right? And then once you have that understanding of who you are, now you have a foundation, but you also have some guidance on how to successfully transform, right? A lot of people want to make changes in their life, but they have no idea who they are without those attachments. So you remove all attachments, it's just you. And then things get a little more clear. So then it's definitely easier said than done, but that gives you a little more ease and a little more guidance.
Have you experienced some sort of transformation over time? And you know, what then was the foundation of your transformation?
So I went through a negative transformation and just completely lost myself in abandonment trauma and essentially self-sabotaged my every aspect of my life. I was a fitness model, had a successful relationship, but I was doing so much self-sabotage behind closed doors that me trying to avoid abandonment through my life through self-sabotage actually created abandonment in my life. Because there was so much self-sabotage, nobody could stick around or wanted to stick around for any of that anymore. So that actually led me to the darkest place of my life, which was a suicide attempt. And then from there, I had to find out and rediscover who I am, why I was put on this earth. I wasn't put on this earth to cause hurt. I wasn't put on this earth to attempt suicide. I did know that part. So when I just had to reverse engineer and take ownership of that, I'm the reason I was in that position. And if I'm responsible for being in this position, that means from here on out, I'm responsible for how the rest of my life goes every single day. So if I have the power to create the negativity, that means I have the power to create positivity.
How can one then, because a lot what you're saying then is at the end of the day, people then need to be able to recognize why am I here, what it is I should be doing, which a lot of people, you know, would then label as your life's purpose. What would how would you suggest that somebody find be able to identify how can they then find what their life's purpose is?
So the most direct way to start rediscovering your life's purpose is find out where your unhealed trauma is. So whatever your unhealed trauma is, again, like mine was abandonment. So abandonment caused me to do a lot of isolating and feel alone a lot of times through life. That's because I was put on this earth and my purpose was to help others and guide and coach others. Because right when we're put on this earth, we're put on this earth with specific gifts and specific powers to improve this world. The negative side of the universe, right? Whether you call it the devil, whatever, knows how powerful we are. He will naturally try to pull us and distract us away from our gifts via the opposite of our gifts. So that instead of me connecting and building community and helping others, I'm isolated and self-sabotaging and not using my gifts. So that's also how I help my life coaching clients is we start with all the negativity in their life and then reverse engineer it to the opposite, which would obviously be the positive. And then that starts pointing us in the right direction of answering the question, who are you? I'm Derek Newborn, life coach. on the Making It Last podcast, and we're taking a break. Get a word from our partners.
Hello, my name is Nikki Neeson, and I want to share with you my journey with Noreen Daly in my communication coaching sessions. As I went through the sessions with Noreen, I was able to recognize my strengths in communication. Some things I didn't recognize that I would do, she was able to unearth and allow me to recognize that these are some strengths that I had. I did have some weaknesses, which I was challenged to overcome through research, reviewing other public speakers, and being able to sit before a camera and to speak to an audience, an invisible audience. It was fun. And as a coach, she was patient and she gave good feedback. And she was able to give me the insight into communication as to how to best use my skills, my natural communication strengths, to be engaging as a speaker. And I would recommend anybody who seeks to become a more competent communicator to enroll in her program. Reach out to her, and I believe you're going to enjoy the journey as much as I did. Thanks.
You can't live your best life without a healthy immune system. Boost your immune system the delicious way with Zappi's organic juices and punches. Made from local produce with zero added sugar, our juices cleanse and revitalize your body as they boost your natural immunity. Try our delicious flavors. Beet It, Berry Bomb, Get Fresh, Ton Up, and Island Splash. Find us on Instagram at Zappi's Organics, or call or send a WhatsApp message at 1-876-779-8910 to order today. That's 1-876-779-8910. Zappi's Organic Juices and Punches. Live your best life today.
Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life.
I'm Derek Newborn. Welcome back to the Making It Last podcast. We are talking about transformations and what it takes and what they look like.
What about those persons, though, who will say, Derek, I believe I'm okay. I mean, I all right, let me use a scenario. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of parents who sometimes, I believe, are not as sensitive to their children as they could be, because in their mind they're saying, but you have nothing to worry about. You have very little to worry about. I had a lot more to deal with when I was growing up, and I was able to overcome all of that and survive. So you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So what then are you, you know, can you say to somebody who has that mentality? I will then say, but if I had harder things to deal with and I turned out okay, mm-hmm. you know, this young person will be okay eventually.
Yeah. So, I mean, are we here just to be okay? Are we here to thrive? Right? Like, do any of us really want our children just to be okay just because we survived? Right? Like, the same thing. I could have just kept on my path and kept going. I would have been fine, probably. Right? But it wouldn't have been my life's purpose. Right? The goal is not to compare traumas. Right, the goal is for us to reconnect with our purpose and our gifts, right? Because you might experience a completely different trauma. Mm-hmm. One trauma is not greater than the other. How we perceive our trauma is how we perceive our trauma, right? Like, I always use the example, if you and I were in the back seat of a car and we got rear-ended, right, I might perceive it just as a fender bender. You might never want to ride in a car again. What I experienced was 100% real, and what you experienced is 100% real. Right? It's our perception. Right?
As you know, no, I am pausing and I'm thinking about it because it's just really, I don't want to use the word sad, but it's just really sad that more often than not, people are not open to the fact that a lot of negativity or how you respond to things in life has a whole lot to do with things that you've probably suppressed over a period, things that you've ignored, and then sometimes you have triggers and you don't even realize because you have, as you keep saying, unhealed trauma that you really haven't dealt with.
I mean, so the beginning of my unhealed trauma was when I was seven. My father went to jail, so that like triggered everything. At the time and most of my life, I didn't realize that that had such an effect on me. But so what happened is once I discovered that, right, that was a huge catalyst in my life, and I tried to explain it to my father that, you know, that caused a lot of issues in my life. His natural response is, you turned out fine, things could have been worse, at least you didn't go to jail, all that stuff, right? And so again, this is where ownership comes in. So I can either resent him and complain and say all these things, or I can take ownership that I'm responsible for my actions based on him leaving, right? I'm the one that made the decisions. I'm the one that let my trauma go unhealed. So I take ownership that he feels that way and he's allowed to feel that way, but it's not going to lessen my love for him, and I'm not going to use him as a scapegoat. I'm actually going to use it to empower me and help me live out my purpose even further. And that's where the ownership stuff comes in.
Well, the people who continued to be skeptical about actually going to therapy, so they are then aware of what some of these unhealed trauma just might be. What would be your advice for them?
If they're aware of it, but they're not going to therapy.
Yeah, they don't think they need the professional help so they can, 'cause I got to a point where I had something that I just think that I just needed to lay to rest, and I went and I got counseling, and I believe I have laid it to rest because I haven't been triggered by that
Sure.
over a period. So I still think though that a lot of people still have this negative stigma attached to actually going to therapy for whatever reason. And I've always thought, and especially now, just as if when you feel some sort of physical discomfort, you find a way to go to a doctor. I believe the same principle should apply. When you feel some sort of mental discomfort, you should then seek, counseling in some form. So for those who are still skeptical and still are hesitant, what's your advice?
So the reality is there's a threshold that we all cross, right? So just like you just use the doctor expression. So right now we might have a cold. We don't need to go to the doctor, right? At some point that turns into the flu, right? So then we start taking a few meds, and then eventually it turns into pneumonia. And now we're admitted in the hospital for way longer, and we feel way worse than if we would just went to the doctor in the first place. And it's the same thing with mental health, right? People say, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, it's not a big deal. And eventually there's a threshold that crosses, that they cross. And the problem with the threshold is once you get to that threshold, it's way more difficult than if you would have been proactive about it. Because in the grand scheme of things, if you're just starting to have inclinations, like I probably need some help, but everything's fine. Worst case scenario is you go get help, you go see a therapist, and nothing changes. Right? there's no downside to therapy. It's either everything stays the same or things change for the greater. So at least give yourself the opportunity. It doesn't have to work. You don't have to go again, but at least give yourself the opportunity to try it.
As we're wrapping up, you said a lot, but if you had to then say summarize it in one sentence, the one main idea you want to resonate with my viewers and listeners, what would that main idea be?
It would be extremely honest with yourself and where you're at right now. Be honest if you're feeling a type of way that you know is not well. Reach out and try to get help. Try therapy once with zero expectations. Give yourself an opportunity. Worst case scenario, you're going to be right where you're at. But that positive possibility could be life-changing. And you deserve that.
Thanks so much for sharing, Derek.
Yeah.
This was Making It Last podcast, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. I'm Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for